This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to a new week. And as we get into this week, we want to just open our Bibles and invite God to speak to us and enlighten our understanding about life and this world. You know, we're reading through the book of Romans, and in the book of Romans, we're in this section that is super practical. Paul's talked about all of his sort of theological approach to God and how a person comes into a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and the idea of not living for yourself but for God and laying your life down on the altar as a living sacrifice, where your whole life is having as its purpose worshiping and glorifying God. And now he comes and he's basically in these last chapters of Romans, he's talking to us about how that works out in life. What does that look like in life? He's talked about this idea of legalism and being all worried about what you do and don't do. And he says, you know, that's not the real issue. The real issue is, do you love? Because as he says, love is the fulfillment of the law. If you love the people around you, you won't do what's wrong to them. You won't have to struggle about saying, should I do this? Shouldn't I? Because it's not about whether or not I'm allowed to do that thing. It's whether or not it's a loving thing to do. That love is at the heart of everything. And then he goes in, and we looked at in last week, chapter 14, where Paul talks about, what about these issues where different Christians feel like you're allowed to do this or that, and others say you shouldn't do this or that, and you get into these kind of arguments about how you should live, and Paul says, just remember, that person is not accountable to you. You are not their master. They're accountable to God, and God has already accepted them. So if God has accepted them into his family, shouldn't you treat them with love as well? And he says, yes, you're totally free. In any area of life that is not clearly spelled out in Scripture, then you're free to act in not just how you want to act, but in a way that you believe is pleasing to God. And if some people say, well, Christians shouldn't drink alcohol, and others say, oh, totally fine, of course you can drink. Well, Paul says, you are free. But then he says, but don't forget about love. And if you're with someone who's got big scruples about something that you feel like you're totally free to do, well, just hold back for their sake. Don't let your freedom and your insistence that you're allowed to do something, don't let it hurt a person that matters to God and matters to you. Act in love. And really, this brings us down to one of the most foundational principles of life. And that is that as a Christian, it's my duty not to just think about everything in terms of how it affects me. That is really a secular way of thinking about life, isn't it? It's not about me. It's true that I'm free in these areas of life that we've been talking about, but I'm not free to act independently of the people around me. In everything in life, I need to think about how my activities affect others. How do they affect my spouse? How do they affect my kids? How do they affect the people around me that I work with, the people I know? How is God reflected in my life? How is God's love expressed through me? And as I adopt this principle of love, I find then the right actions and choices just flowing from my life. Where do you need to focus your attention today? On your attitude of love to the people around you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.